And it's time now for your comments. Many listeners responded to last week's StoryCorps, in which Monique Ferrer recalled her ex-husband's phone call from the World Trade Center to say goodbye.
He just wanted to tell me how much he loved the children. And he says, you know, I also want to tell you that I always loved you. And I said, I know. The kids told me.
April Fernandez of Portland, Oregon writes, this is how I would rather remember 9/11, not the political posturing during this fifth anniversary.
We also heard from you about our series on Muslims in America, balancing their faith and country.
And I was working through that identity clash, and it went away on September 11th. And on that day, I became an American.
That's a Muslim doctor in Chicago. Some letters focused on this comment by Abdul Hamid Dogar.
The culture is being diluted because of the environments here. Unless you live Islam at home, the children will not remain Muslim.
Listener Tom Galley writes from Rockwall, Texas, if it is truly that bad here, why not exercise his freedom, leave, and live among those who settle their differences by suicide bomber?
Other listeners were furious that American Muslims would be heard as one part of our 9/11 coverage. Jennifer Folks wrote from Amagansett, New York, it is the fifth anniversary of the worst terrorist attacks in American history, and the attack was perpetrated by Muslims. Instead of honoring the fallen heroes, you were broadcasting a story about the people who were dancing in the streets.
From Tilson, New York, Allison Luria added, this was not the time to discuss Muslim tolerance. It was highly insensitive and disrespectful.
Catherine Adam wrote from Richmond, Virginia, to say that for interviewing American Muslims, we should be prosecuted for, quote, treason and sedition.
And then we saw a note from Annika Stagg in Texas. She says the report got her thinking about her job. I work at a hostel, she writes. We get lots of international guests who look Arabic and speak foreign languages. And I react. There's the thought that maybe the guest is a potential terrorist, even the consideration that I should keep an eye on them.
She adds that as she listened to the radio, she had an epiphany. Suddenly, with great clarity and great shame, I realized how prejudiced and fearful I'd become since the events 5 years ago. What struck me today was how strong the emotional reaction is and how much effort I have to put in to not reacting.
You can respond to what you hear just by going to npr.org. Click on Contact Us.